This is Ronald Coleman, inviting you to radio's most dramatic half hour, Favorite Story. July in 1862, the Reverend Charles Dodgson took the afternoon off from lecturing on mathematics at Oxford and went rowing with the small daughters of the dean. On the riverbank, in the shadow of a haystack, all in the golden afternoon, this young man began to spin a story. Prodded by his best listener, a little girl named Alice Liddell, he went on to spin more tales about another Alice, a young lady who fell down a rabbit hole and emerged in a land as magic and wonderful as any child has dreamed. The Reverend Dodgson was afraid the officials at Oxford might raise their eyebrows at a mathematics professor who told stories of rabbits carrying gold watches in their waistcoat pockets. So, for Wonderland purposes, he called himself Lewis Carroll. Yes, Alice in Wonderland is this week's favorite story. It was picked appropriately enough by the man who writes the songs the world sings, Mr. Irving Berlin. So, for all of us who love it as Irving Berlin does, here is the story of the Mad Hatter, the Mock Turtle, the Queen of Hearts, and all the other immortal characters of Alice's Wonderland.
Garden. Oh, dear. I forgot the little gold key, and it's way up there on the table. Now, I'm nowhere near tall enough to get it. Oh, whatever shall I do? Look, here's a little piece of cake that says eat me. Look, I'll eat it.
Often seen a cat
museum without a cat. It's the most curious thing I ever saw in all my life.
Step this way, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Alice and all our friends in Wonderland are waiting for us. Hurry now. We don't want to miss a moment of this golden afternoon. All ready? Here's Irving Berlin's favorite story, Alice in Wonderland. Act Two.
Announcing the King and Queen of Hearts and the Royal Croquet Game.
Your name,
my name is Alice, so please, Your Majesty.
Oh, for the head.
Oh, no.
consider, my dear, she's only a child. Can you play croquet, child?
Yes.
Come on, then. Get to your places, everybody.
Everybody else here. This croquet game. All the players are aces and twos and sevens. Just like in a pack of cards.
Wow, hello.
Why, it's a Cheshire cat.
How are you getting on with your croquet?
The funniest croquet game I've ever seen. Croquet games are live hedgehogs, and the mallets are live flamingos, and the archers are soldiers, and they keep moving around.
Oh, put his head. Oh, put her head.
Well, you like the queen?
Not at all. She's so extremely...
What was that?
She's so extremely likely to win that it's hardly worthwhile finishing the game.
That's better. Who are you talking to, girl?
It's a friend of mine, Your Majesty. A Cheshire cat.
I don't like the way it's looking at me. Stop it.
A cat may look at a king. I read that in some book.
It must be removed. My dear queen, I wish you'd have this cat removed. Off with his head. I'll get the executioner myself.
I'm dreadfully fond of executing people here. I wonder anybody's still alive.
Stop the croquet game. Stop, 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 stop. Child, have you seen the mock turtle yet?
No. I don't even know what a mock turtle is.
Oh, it's the thing mock turtle soup is made from. Now, you go right over there, and the griffin will introduce you to the mock turtle, and he will tell you his story.
A griffin? What's that?
Oh, everybody knows that. Half lion, half eagle, a fascinating animal. Oh, off with you, off, or off with your head.
Introduce you to my friend, the Mock Turtle.
Oh, how sad he looks.
Very, very sad indeed, indeed. Oh, Mock Turtle, this here young lady wants for to know your history. She do, she do, she do, she do, she do.
Very well. Once I was a real turtle, and I went to school in the sea. The master was an old turtle. We used to call him Tortoise.
Why did you call him Tortoise if he wasn't one?
We called him Tortoise because he taught us. Oh, really, you're very dull.
Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on.
Very well. He had the best of education. Reeling and writhing, of course. And then the different branches of arithmetic. Ambition, distraction, uglification, and derision. And I never will forget the drawing master.
Drawing master?
Yes. He taught us drawing, stretching, and fainting in coils.
What was that like?
I can't show you myself. I'm too stiff.
How many hours a day did you do lessons?
10 hours the first day, 9 the next, 8, 7, and so on.
What a curious plan.
That's the reason they're called lessons, because they lessen from day to day. From day to day, from day to day, they lessen.
Then the 11th day must have been a holiday.
Of course it was.
And how did you manage on the 12th?
That's enough about lessons. Let's have a song.
Yes.
Oh, yes, a song will be very nice.
Sing her Turtle Soup, will you, old fellow, old fellow?
That Mock Turtle Soup.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, very well. Beautiful soup, so rich and green, waiting in a hot such dainties would that soup. Soup of the evening, a beautiful soup. Beautiful soup. Beautiful soup.
Thank you. That was very nice.
Oh, the trial is beginning. The trial is beginning.
Oh, that's very important. Yes, indeed, indeed, you do. Come along to the trial, to the trial, to the trial.
This trial will now come to order. Order. Rabbit, read the accusation.
Yes, Your Majesty. The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts all on a summer's day. The Knave of Hearts, he stole those tarts and took them quite away.
Jury, consider your verdict.
Oh, not yet, Your Majesty. There's a great deal to come before that.
Yeah, call the first witness.
Oh, the first, yes, the first witness. First witness, the Mad Hatter.
Me?
Take off your hat, Hatter.
It isn't mine.
Stolen.
I keep them to sell. I've got of my own. I'm a hatter.
Give your evidence and don't be nervous or I'll have you executed on the spot.
I'm a poor man, Your Majesty, and I hadn't begun my tea. And the twinkling of the tea.
The twinkling of the what?
It began with the tea.
Of course, twinkling begins with tea. Do you take me for a dunce? Go on.
I'm a poor man, and most things twinkled after that. Only the March Hare said. You did.
Put it out. He denies it. Leave out that part of it.
I'm a poor man, Your Majesty.
You're a very poor speaker. You may go.
And just take his head outside.
Yeah, take his head and now call the next witness.
The next witness. The next witness is Alice.
Here.
What do you know about this business?
Nothing.
Nothing whatever?
Nothing whatever.
That's very important.
Unimportant, Your Majesty means, of course.
Important, unimportant. What does it matter? Important, unimportant, important, unimportant. All persons more than a mile high to leave the court.
I'm not a mile high.
You are, too.
Nearly 2 miles high.
Well, I shan't go at any rate. Besides, that's not a regular rule. You invented it just now.
It's the oldest rule in the book.
Then it ought to be number one.
Jury, consider your verdict.
Oh, no. There's more evidence to come yet, please, Your Majesty. Oh. This paper has just been picked up.
What's in it?
Well, it seems to be a letter written by the prisoner to somebody.
It must have been that. Unless it was written to nobody, which isn't usual, you know.
Is it in the prisoner's handwriting?
No, it's not. That's the strangest thing about it.
She must have imitated somebody else's handwriting.
Please, Your Majesty, I didn't write, and they can't prove I did. Look, there's no name signed at the end.
If you didn't sign it, that only makes the matter worse. You must have meant some mischief, or else you'd have signed your name like an honest citizen.
That proves her guilt, of course, so over the head!
Let the jury consider their verdict.
No. Sentence first, verdict afterwards.
Stuff and nonsense. The idea of having a sentence.
Hold the
top. I won't.
Off of the head.
Who cares for you? You're nothing but a pack of cards. Just a pack of cards, that's all. Just a pack of cards.
And so we conclude this week's favorite story, The Incredible Adventures of Alice in Wonderland. The young lady who brought Alice to life in our production of Lewis Carroll's masterpiece was Dawn Bender, age 11. Some of America's finest radio actors accompanied her, and Claude Sweeten imagined the Wonderland music. Jerome Lawrence and Robert E. Lee dramatized and directed this, as well as all the other stories on this series. Mr. Irving Berlin chose The Travels of Alice as his own favorite story. Next week, a love story with a dagger in it. A strange tale of romance and poison. It's Rappaccini's Daughter, by Nathaniel Hawthorne. The favorite story choice of the screen's favorite bogeyman, Mr. Sidney Greenstreet. We hope you'll be listening.